It's been too long, but Nas and Diddy are back again. Bad news is the Cowboys suck again.
Aww.
CDJ.
I mean,
I was just trying to make some money to feed my.
I actually don't think they suck. I think they always drop a game.
Not terrible.
Early. No, they had a bad
Arizona's
week.
Arizona's been playing everybody good too.
They've had a bad week. Arizona is always. They've been a solid team for the past few years. They've just been, you know, inconsistent with quarterback Kyler Murray out. You know, they got Dobbs going.
Dobbs.
Yeah, who knows?
Dobbs. It sounds Dobbs. Like a private in like a army movie. Dobbs.
Yeah, it does.
I think overall, I mean, I'm not really worried about it. I'm a little worried about the Cowboys offense a little bit. I feel like they have like.
They haven't started clicking yet.
No. CeeDee Lamb's been getting going. Ferguson, the new tight end, has been kind of rocking. But I just feel like they haven't found their total rhythm on offense. Mike McCarthy's calling the plays this year after Kellen Moore is out. So obviously it's going to be a little bit of a switch up. I mean, we're going to see what happens a little bit more down the road. Obviously, I mean, one of the biggest wins of the week was the Dolphins.
Dude. So what I will say about that is Dolphins put up 70 fucking points, and they had a chance to break the NFL record.
How many they put up?
70.
Oh, I didn't realize they ran it up that high.
The NFL record is 72 points, I believe. And that happened, I think, in the 60s, I believe. But the Dolphins had a chance to break that, but the coach decided, nah, we're not going to fucking run up the score. They could have kicked the field goal. They decided not to.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
And
I
respect the shit out of that.
I'm in there running the fucking score up. Learn how to play.
Jesse wants that record.
Yeah, I'm going for that record. I'm going for the throw.
But, dude, the Dolphins are for
this isn't. We're not
real,
playing
man.
Fucking soccer, dude.
The Dolphins are the real deal. If Tua could stay healthy, holy shit, man.
Yeah, they
if
are.
If Tua could stay
nasty.
Healthy, him and Tyreek and Waddle was out, and they still put up them numbers. They got my boy Braxton Berrios, who I'm still mad at Bill Belichick for fucking getting rid of.
Still pissed
about that. Definitely not happy. Great slot receiver, great kick returner. Dude had so much fucking potential. Belichick drafted him. One of the only good wide receivers Belichick ever drafted, and he got rid of him just for him to become an all-pro fucking kick returner, punt returner.
Hey.
Yeah, so it happens. But anyway, the Dolphins, as long as Tua could stay healthy and avoid concussions. They even talked about how
Which,
Tua...
Is that going to happen?
Well, know what? Tua in the whole, spent his whole offseason doing martial arts so he could learn how to fall without landing on the back of his head, so he could fall more gracefully and roll as he would fall. Because that was a big issue. When he would get tackled, he'd slam the back of his head off the grass or the turf. So he was actually training in martial arts to fucking avoid the fucking concussions and the head injuries, learning how to fall without really hitting your head as hard.
Well, I think in that Brady documentary that came out like last year, or
what, 80
ago,
for Brady?
No, not that. No, but he was saying how like the longer he played and the different ways that he studied, that was one of the biggest things he learned, was like how to take a hit, like how to fall when you get hit.
Yes.
Try to like be fluid when you get hit, not like the cup is water. But that was, I think he said, was one of the biggest things for him. So, I mean, he also didn't get as many concussions in 1 year as Tua. So.
Yeah, I know. Tua, that's just a whole different level. Plus different styles of play. Brady wasn't somebody who would roll out much and, you know, he wouldn't fucking tuck the ball down and fucking run. Tua, you know, has got some wheels on him. Yeah. He's good at passing on the run. It's a little bit different of a style of quarterback play. But Tua is very fucking impressive, man. When he's healthy, that dude is on. And for a while, I was thinking, like, I'm going to be honest with you, a few years back, I didn't think he was going to be the guy. And know what the crazy part is? The Denver Broncos, their coach is Sean Payton, who came out of retirement to coach the Broncos. And they were talking about him coming out of retirement to be the Dolphins coach at one point. And he was talking about how Tua, like, he was talking shit about Tua pretty much. And then Tua goes up and puts 70 points on him.
Talk about me. That's what happens.
Fucking, and Tyreek Hill, man, he's just a fucking
freak. Oh, dude, he's
freak.
Insane.
I think the most impressive thing, and it makes me feel a lot better about the season, we lost to Miami in a close game, and they held Tyreek Hill to fucking like 38 yards or something, and it was our rookie cornerback, Gonzalez, who was playing lights out. He's the highest graded corner in the league, and he's a rookie. And so far, 3 games in, he hasn't given up any touchdowns. He has a sack. He has an interception already. Dude's tearing up, and he's been against Tyreek Hill, A.J. Brown. He's been against nothing but elite wide receivers so far. every team that he's faced, Wilson for the Jets, he's been against nothing but the best in the league so far, and he hasn't given up more than 40 yards of coverage. The dude's playing lights out. So that makes me feel a little bit better. New England finally got their first victory. They beat the Jets in a close game, you know what I mean? But New England overall came away with it. So I was happy to see that. That's, I think, like 15 straight against the Jets or something. They have the Jets.
they said it, the stat. Yeah, it was something crazy.
Yeah, they have their number. So I'm glad they got that victory, considering the Jets beat Buffalo week one.
Yeah.
It's been an interesting start to the season. Your Falcons, they lost their first game, but Ritter's still looking good, bro.
Yeah. And I'm not worried.
It wasn't like they lost against a fucking shit team either.
No, they lost against the Lions, which is poised to be one of the better teams.
Yeah, and I think the Lions the Lions are a sleeper team. I could see them being a Super Bowl contender. I could see them making a fucking run, bro. That is a good team.
I would love to see the Lions.
Me too. Absolutely.
Never been in the Super Bowl, right, Lions?
No, but they were.
I know they never won one.
Yeah, no, I don't think they've ever been either. But when before the Super Bowl era, them and the Browns were like two of the most dominant teams. The Browns were the most dominant. And now the Browns have the number one defense in the league as of right now, which is pretty wild.
I think
Browns
a big,
playing some ball.
Lions big, have never appeared in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest like letdowns this week for me was the Texans kicking the shit out of the Jaguars.
How about this fact, though? They are the only team that has existed during the entire Super Bowl era that has not played in one Super Bowl.
That's pretty wild.
Depressing.
That's pretty fucked up. That's
the poor people of Detroit.
Those poor fans, bro.
Go back to the Motor City.
Yeah. Well, I know there was like a supposedly Lions curse when they were like in the championship era. They had like the best quarterback in the league, and they fucking dealt him away. And like as he was like walking out, he said something along the lines of like, "You guys are never gonna win again."
He hit him with the voodoo.
Yeah. It was what the fuck was his name?
Ooh.
But yeah, so there was like supposedly like you know how like the Babe Ruth curse, the curse of the Bambino. There's always fucking curses and shit like that. Supposedly
the curse of Taylor Swift.
The curse of Taylor Swift, bro. Oh man.
They like switched the Twitter of NFL or the X of NFL at one point, like for like Swiftie fans because she was gonna be at the game. Good marketing ploy, absolutely.
The Swiftie, stop it. The Swiftie.
You hear all these women on like social media about like saying, "Oh, Taylor Swift is putting that man on the map. Nobody knew who he was." And
oh my
crazy
god!
Crazy shit like that. So
I
stupid.
Can't.
There's like compilation videos of them saying.
Don't make
it to
me go down this road.
Them saying it to their husbands, and their husbands like losing their fucking minds. He's a fucking 2-time Super Bowl champion. The fuck do you mean? Yeah. Are you crazy? You know, like fucking losing. He's the best tight end in football. You know, like fucking losing their mind.
Otherwise, like she was a 20 Grammy winner. they said like there was like a picture of like Taylor Swift.
I can't
Swift's,
believe they're
like,
called Swifties.
NFL cheat sheet.
So stupid.
She had like a cheat sheet for like what football is. I don't think it was real, but
it was real. It was
possibly,
real.
Possibly.
There it is right there.
Lane, what was his name?
So it says Lane famously cursed the Lions to 50 years of bad luck after the organization traded him one season after its last championship in 1957. Lane quarterbacked the Lions to titles in 1952 and 53. And yeah, so there's that. Bobby Lane is his name.
It's Jobu.
Yeah, Jobu from Major League.
There he is right there.
Yeah, Jobu.
Serrano. Oh,
that's shit. Kind of funny though. We cursed him. I cursed you for 50 years.
Yeah.
Bad luck.
You guys aren't winning for another 50 years. And then it's like, oh shit, they really didn't.
He's like, I actually have a piece of Lions mane right here.
He
led them to two championships, like, which is wild to think. And then they trade him away, and now look at the fucking Lions. They haven't even made a fucking Super Bowl appearance.
So he's a disgruntled employee.
In like fucking 60, 70 years. Who knows?
That's funny.
That is funny, though.
That's what Brady did when he left.
Oh, man.
I don't think he needed to.
Nah. Fucking, you know what? Look at the Bucks, man. The Bucks lost against the Eagles, but they lost by 2 scores. Aiken Mayfield's playing some good football with the Buccaneers.
I mean,
bro.
I think the people who are cursed right now are the fucking Broncos. Oof, they haven't had a win,
bro,
since fucking they got what's-his-face, right?
Dude, oh my God, yeah, they're 0-3 to start the season.
Yeah
but they had him last season and they didn't win a game, right?
No, I don't think they had him as their coach last season. This is his first year, right?
I mean, I'm talking
Russell Wilson, they won last year, but it was only like a few games. They didn't win a lot of games last year. They were a bad team.
Maybe
they won,
two. Pop,
they, won,
tops.
They won some
You're
games
You're a bum,
last
Russ.
Year. But yeah, Russell Wilson hasn't lived up to, he's having actually a lot better year so far than he did fucking last year. But he was a major letdown last year. Everybody thought he was going to be like one of the most dominant quarterbacks in the league because he always was with Seattle. But I know the Broncos won at least, you know, at least a few games last year. I just don't know exactly.
I know that he's still winless. I know that.
He's still adjusting to the what do you got, the altitude.
There's only one team that's ever gone 0-16. It's actually the Lions.
Is it?
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, they record last
The Browns went 0-16. Yes, they have.
Lions.
I think they won one game.
Really?
Yeah. It's only the Lions, I'm telling you. I wouldn't make this fact up.
The Broncos went 5-12 last year. 5-12 last year. The Broncos.
Bad, actually.
No, yeah, it's not fucking... It's... You know, not Owen fucking 16.
I mean, it's not Mac Jones.
Mac Jones, he's actually not bad. I
mean, Mac Jones is top 10 in every quarterback stat so far this year. New England Patriots fans are still shitting on him.
I hate him.
You know what? As long, like
he's
I said
not
before,
Brady.
Yeah, as long as they keep comparing him to Brady, no matter who they compare to Brady, they're always going to be disappointed.
Well, that's going
to
be the rest
no
of
who
our
is.
Lives.
For the rest of the Patriots, if they just
the
keep...
day that the three of us die, that's what every Patriots quarterback is going to be compared to.
Yeah, compared to Brady, and nobody's ever going to be satisfied. Like, I'm realistic.
Next time I hear someone say, I'm going to be like, he's actually no Bledsoe.
Yeah, right?
Really piss people off. God. You know, people are really
came in and won the game.
I do love me some Bledsoe, bro.
He was good, too.
Bledsoe was a good
quarterback, people forget he was actually good.
He was really good. He's actually...
Right off my foot with a golf cart.
He's actually rated as a top 20, like, greatest quarterback of all time. Like, on this and shit, Bledsoe.
Wait, what did you just say?
He ran off my foot with a golf cart. We went to go see, like, the Patriots practice at Brown. And, like, we all ran up on his golf cart, and they just, like, drove away. And I was like, oh.
He's a fuck these kids.
Chuck fakes.
Did he say anything? Did he say anything?
No, dude. It was, like, back in the day. It was the fucking early 90s. I didn't give a fuck. I should have been like, oh, my foot. I'm like, yeah, Rodgers.
He really was a solid, solid quarterback.
That kid for the
Cowboys.
Jets.
Played for the Cowboys.
That kid for the Jets, he's going down. He's going to get hurt before the end
Zach
of the
Wilson,
season.
Zach Wilson, bro.
He's getting hurt, dude.
He's so bad. What a bust, man.
When the Cowboys played him last week, they
he's getting
run.
Killed out there, dude. He's
Michael Parsons had like murdered. 4 sacks on him last week.
Fucking Aaron Rodgers is sitting back. Maybe this injury was a good thing, you know? Fucking.
I think he would have been all right out there.
No, Aaron Rodgers would
have. That team was built for Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers would have tore it up this year if he didn't get hurt.
Yeah, tore his Achilles. Dude.
Zach Wilson wasn't even expecting to be out there. Well, you
it's
know,
wild.
No, but he was a quarterback last year. Like, you could go, like,
I know
what I hate? They still say, they're like, oh, they got to look at, what the fuck's his name? The guy fucking, who's the asshole fucking quarterback that everybody, he took the knee, the first knee.
Kaepernick.
They're like, dude, it's been like 10 fucking years.
Been
longer.
No, what happened?
12 years?
Kaepernick and his agent reached out to the Jets.
Yeah, and then they told him we're all set.
Yeah, they reached out to
we'll
the
go
Jets.
With Zach Wilson.
Colin Kaepernick, the guy who referred to the NFL as slaves.
Trying to get a job
back in the NFL.
You're like, actually, no, we made that team change their name. They're not the slaves anymore.
Oh, do you see the Washington Redskins? I don't care. I'm saying Redskins organization.
I always say the Redskins.
They're getting sued right now.
By who? The Redskins?
Yes, by actual Native American group suing them to get the fucking logo back and the name back because
that was
a picture, a drawing of a real Native American chief.
That was done by
a Native American. And the Native American community took
pissed.
Pride in having an NFL team. It was white fucking people.
Go figure. Yeah. It was fucking white people,
dude. Rich white people. Rich white people that got offended by it, even though they weren't offended by it. Per usual. Like everything else, man. Let's change fucking syrup labels. Let's do this. Let's fucking... Like, what the fuck, dude? Leave shit alone. But that was... Like, they're pissed, bro. I don't blame them.
Yeah. Leave the Native Americans alone.
Yeah, you take our fucking land. You take our logos. You fucking...
Yeah, you take everything.
Take everything, you fucking scumbag.
Yeah, and then they get the... Oh, yeah. You know what? Here, we'll help you out. Here's a reservation.
I mean, it did help out a lot.
So fucked up.
Yeah. And those reservations, a lot of them are worse than some of the worst ghettos in our country.
Oh, you guys want to sell cigarettes? No problem, because the state police can come beat the fucking shit out of you.
Dude, you got to watch that. You got to watch the comedy last season on right now, FX, Reservation Dogs.
You always say that's a good
one. It's really good. It's really, really good.
Is it like a dark comedy?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. It's kind of like a coming to age with like some like real situations in it, you know what I mean? But it's very funny. Tika Waititi is one of the producers and writers on it. It's really good.
Interesting.
The Cable Guy, what would you say that is? Is that a dark comedy or is it like a psychological thriller?
Dark comedy.
On the verge of a psychological thriller?
Death to Smoochie, dark comedy.
I've never seen that one.
Really?
We were talking about this at the barbershop
Snatch,
today.
Snatch, kind of a dark comedy.
Oh, yeah. I love Snatch.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
I was saying that classic, it's like a psychological thriller, I feel like, a little bit. The Cable Guy. Because it's kind of fucked up. It's almost like on the borderline horror movie.
Yeah, it kind of is. You're right. Yeah, it kind of does have that feel.
Everybody
to it.
Was saying I was fucking crazy. I'm like, when's the last time you seen the fucking movie?
Go watch the fucking movie.
Yeah, maybe when you were a kid, you just didn't get it. Yeah. Now go back and watch it as an adult.
Go back and watch it, bro. It hits different. I honestly think it's a better movie when I watch it as an adult.
Yeah, it's like, I was like, dude, I was trying to explain this to someone. I'm like, it kind of is a horror movie.
Yeah.
Like on the cusp.
The Menendez murders in it. It's Ben Stiller playing the twins.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all a play on pretty much like at that point too. It's even more so now, but how like people are taken over like by like TV and society, like because he's like Chip Douglas.
Dude, I watched that movie Tripping on Mushrooms one time. Don't ever do that.
No, why? Because the part when he's running, his eyes all glaze over.
No, you know what part scared me when they were at the night thing, and he's like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, ah!
And it's funny because I'm not a big Jim Carrey guy.
The part when he calls him, and as soon as the fucking phone rings, he knocked on the door. I was like, my head exploded. Is it me? Is it the mushrooms or is it the movie?
What's his name? David.
David. Right, because he whispers it.
He comes home and he has all the fucking the dope ass TV and shit. Like,
yeah.
My boy used to have the fucking the soundtrack when he's like he used to play the Jim Carrey like singing the fucking to be.
What the fuck?
Want somebody to? I'm like, dude, this is weird.
Yeah,
but I had the soundtrack from When Nature Calls for some reason. I had like
I had the WWF soundtrack.
I had that.
That's a good. That was good.
Which one though? There's a bunch of them.
The good one.
I had it on.
Start off with the broken glass.
I had it on CD. It was like our era. Yeah. The Attitude Era.
Yeah, but I had like an earlier one when it was like they had like the IRS and shit. I was like, it was just a typewriter. Did we talk about that show, The Wrestlers, last time?
I haven't watched it yet. I think you might have been talking to me. I think me and you were talking. You were telling me about it.
So it's the same guy who made Last Chance U.
It's a documentary, right?
It's a documentary about like it's like the last remaining like independent like wrestling thing. Al Snow's the CEO.
Yeah, we gotta get Nick T on the show. We gotta get Nick T on the pod. Yeah, he'll tell us all about it.
Dude, it's really good.
Right?
It's just like it's not really good. I mean, it's just like heartfelt. Like you feel for Al Snow and a couple of the people that are like trying to make it. And that wrestling like company, they like Brock Lesnar came up from it, like a bunch of people came up from it, so they did have like legitimate like ties to stuff. It's
Nick
just, like,
T was telling me about this because when you were telling me it was starting to ring a bell, and
I don't know if I said it on the last pod or not. Maybe we talked just when
it was me and you, because then I was saying yeah, I know this from through Nick.
Yeah, that show was it was really good. I banged it out in like a day.
Sorry, all good.
But they make pretty much, not a spoiler, but I mean, kind of. But like they end up like the company's going like under sort of, kind of. So they like make Al Snow like wrestle at the end. Dude, and he's like working out. Dude, it's like, I'm telling you, it like gets emotional. Like you're like hoping for this guy. And he's still in good shape, dude. He's still in like good shape, but he's like an older dude, you know?
Yeah.
But he's like, they show him, he's like fucking, he's got like that. You know, the big baton that you like, new age, like workout shit, the water bag that he like keeps swinging over his head and shit. But it's like, he goes in there. It's like, I mean, it's pretty fucking heartfelt. I'm not gonna lie.
What does everybody want?
What does everybody need?
What does everybody need?
Head!
Wow, bro.
Actually,
is that a throwback?
Talk about fucking bringing you back to your childhood, man. And it's fucked up to say that's bringing you back to your childhood, but dude.
I had a head. Awesome. I bought the head
awesome
at Warwick Musical
Era, bro.
Well, I feel like the best part of that when I was a kid, I didn't even know what the fuck they were talking about.
No, me neither. No.
Like the Rock, I'm like, I want some Poontang pie too. I remember my mom being like, do not say that again. Yeah, why? I want Poontang Pie, Mom. I want to be like The Rock. Yeah.
Dude, Beavis and Butthead.
Wrestling got my ass in a lot of trouble growing up, man.
A shitload.
Beavis
and Butthead said, choke the chicken, and I didn't know what it meant. My dad fucking slapped me so hard one time at hockey practice. He's like, I told you not to say that. I was like, ha, choking the chicken. Yeah. And I was like, fucking slap me.
You're like, I showed him, huh, Dad? I choked his chicken.
Yeah.
But while we're on the wrestling thing, you might as well bring it up on the big screen. The Rock came back to SmackDown.
Oh, yeah, I'll throw that
out. It was pretty good, dude.
I'll fast forward to when he comes out. Cause...
Yeah, no, you just have... No, just look up The Rock on SmackDown. They'll go right to the pot. But, dude, he's still the most electrifying.
Oh, and then the John Cena at the end, they did a little hug.
I'm okay with that.
Well, I'm going to fast forward to when The Rock comes out, because it's like 2 minutes of these guys talking, yeah. Which I don't care about them. There's this one lady in the audience.
Dude, he's like three times the size he was when he wrestled.
All right, so watch. There's this one lady in the audience. She made my day when I saw this fucking clip, dude. She's so happy that The Rock is there. Watch. Oh, hold on. Let me go back a little bit. Oh, man, maybe he does come out right in the beginning.
What do you think Nick did?
All right, let's do this again.
Nick was like, The Rock's back! The dead man!
Just the dead man.
Remember we watched the Royal Rumble show.
Watch the lady like where his head is right now, like middle left. And you know she gets up, she's like, and she's like, oh my god.
Means.
Watch her. Look, oh, she's right there. Look at her. Did you see it?
Big fake lips and shit.
Yeah.
I was always a Stone Cold guy.
I like
guy.
The Rock.
Yeah, but The Rock was kind of like at like Stone Cold had his time, and then it was The Rock's time. But they were still there at the
I
end.
I never came to terms with it. I felt like as long as Stone Cold was there, it was always his time. Like Stone Cold's not my favorite wrestler ever. No, Hulk Hogan is for me is number one. Then Stone Cold, and then Shawn Michaels. That fucking evens out my top three, bro. Yeah. There could even be an argument.
I'm a Shawn Michaels guy, I think, like up front, like the original Shawn Michaels. Like.
Yes.
HBK.
Sweet chin music.
Yeah.
All right, come on, Rock. Maybe this is what I meant. Let's let him talk.
Yeah, of course. They're going to let it linger for 5 minutes.
Yeah, come on, Rock. Come on out.
Jesus Christ.
3 minutes of him walking out. Start talking.
I hasn't been back in fucking 10 years.
I would have left.
So, look, 4 minutes.
I would have left.
I don't got fucking patience for this shit,
four
Rock.
Minutes. He still hasn't talked.
This is how it always was. They would have showed you 14 commercials in between here. On
guys,
USA.
I'll be back in 20 minutes. I'm going to grab a beer.
I'm going
you
on
know,
5 minutes,
it.
Not one word.
You need to go to the concession stands.
It's been a long time, Rock. A long time. But let me go ahead and tell you.
Shut your bitch ass up. You clearly don't know how all this works.
Those kicks look familiar in the back.
Finally, The Rock has come back to Denver.
He's fucking humongous, dude. He's all roided out, obviously, but he's still humongous.
Bigger than I could ever get on steroids.
Like, how does he wipe his ass?
He paid somebody.
He's got a, what is it called? The French toilets? The fucking.
Bidet.
Yeah, bidet.
Bidet. He's got a bidet.
He rips the handle off it every time. He's like,
I want a bidet.
The Rock don't wipe his ass.
The ignorant people get to see The Rock and Austin back in the ring again one last time. Only this time, it's not. Born old Stone Cold, it's a real Austin, a real ass kicker. The Austin that is gonna go on and be so great.
Look at dude in the back.
I'm gonna be the entire Mount Rushmore. Yeah, that's how great.
Well, The Rock says.
It doesn't matter what The Rock says.
You see, it actually does matter what The Rock says.
It does.
It actually does matter, more importantly than what The Rock says, what the people say. You bring up Stone Cold Steve Austin, that's The Rock's boy. But if he were here right now, this is what he would say. If you want to see me beat this jabroni's ass, give me a hell yeah!
Oh, shit.
So you see, the roof just blew off the place because we are live. And as The Rock said, this is The Rock, it's SmackDown, and it's a Rock show. And it matters what they say. So you see how loud they just got? Right? So you want to talk trash about Stone Cold, talk trash about Pat, talk trash about the people? Well, The Rock says this. You're Austin McAfee. Theory, right?
You're damn right.
Right. And
he's
you're
a punter for the Colts.
You're from A-Town.
He's nasty, though.
Right?
Yo.
You're damn
look up the fucking
right.
hit stick for videos
he's good.
Of them smoking
well,
people on fucking kickoffs, bro.
You clearly are
he was
A-hole.
Really good.
I mean, he's even good at wrestling. He's nice.
He wrestled at WrestleMania.
No
yeah,
shit.
He's nasty.
I'm show you.
He's a hell of an athlete, bro.
Oh,
I'm not surprised.
Show you because we are live. And here's how The Rock is going to show you you're such an a-hole. You see, in about 3 seconds, this side of the arena is going to chant, you are. And then this side of the arena is going to chant, and.
They blocked it out for the kids.
3, 2, 1.
Oh.
That's crazy. That's loud.
Yo, that's dope. I honestly didn't even realize Pat McAfee was wrestling.
Yeah.
That's how out of the loop I was.
And then, Jake Paul.
What?
Him and Jake Paul.
He wrestled The Miz at WrestleMania.
No
but
shit.
He's been wrestling the whole, like, through the whole shit.
No, I'm saying he wrestled,
but since
yeah.
then, he's been, like, wrestling. He has, like, a belt.
So sorry. Hold on 1 second. That was amazing, by the way. Denver, Colorado.
Like, he uses a whole stick of deodorant underneath his muscles.
On his muscles
like,
only.
Just
not
like
even under his arm, just his muscles.
He's just like a pit.
That man goes through a lot of deodorant. Right?
I mean, maybe he's not into deodorant.
Maybe not. Who knows?
Not, it doesn't
yo,
look
The
like
Rock stinks.
I couldn't imagine being in the... Being
the Rock doesn't use aluminum.
The deodorant, though.
What? What did you say?
I said I couldn't imagine being a wrestler not being into deodorant. I feel like you gotta.
I can't be. I can't be. Imagine
being
a spray-on
guy. Spray-on guy. You might be a spray-on guy.
Spray-on
like
guy.
Guy.
Yeah, who knows?
He's not an axe guy. No, he's not.
No, definitely not an axe
guy. He's like
guy.
He's like right guard extreme is
there
gel.
Any, is there?
No,
any
you
worse
kidding me?
All?
Like his fucking whatever he's using for deodorant costs more than everything we use in our whole lifetime combined, probably.
He's like, The Rock puts fresh cucumbers on this.
You know he's using some crazy...
You know, it's a slow week when we're talking about The Fucking Rock's deodorant.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there we go.
Well, I was just going to ask. No, yeah.
We got nothing
I was gonna
for
ask.
You guys. It's a rough one. Struggling.
I was going to ask, is there anything worse than speaking on deodorant? Is there anything worse than somebody like a dude who wears way too much cologne?
Oh, no. I hate that. I
dude,
hate
I just
when I do it
to Harris.
Myself.
I was just at the Harris. Greg, dude, had like, he goes, it's fucking St. Laurent. I go, what'd you use? The whole fucking church?
It lingers. It'll dude. Linger sometimes after somebody walks away. Like,
that, like, burn my nostrils.
Over. Yeah.
I hate that shit.
No, I don't like it either.
No, me. I hate when I do it to myself. I'm like, oh,
sometimes
fuck.
You do it. You
one spray too many.
And walk into it.
No,
why I do the spray on,
you do it on the skin.
Wrist,
you do it on the skin.
The spray on the wipe it, on
do,
the wrist and
the
wipe
one,
it with the other wrist.
I do the one, the two, top. Three, and that's it.
I'm a two spray guy. Yep.
All right. Anybody want to be on the
right.
podcast?
Well, yeah. Moving on. Guys, we got anything else?
I feel like that's a good, not a bad topic. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who don't know how many sprays to use.
Speaking of fighting and pull, you got fucking.
Or when they get their
hair cut,
they smell like shit. You're right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I don't even really know anything about the fight. I just like. Because I was watching the Fury, like, family.
So what I'll tell you is it's stupid. Yeah, yeah. It's stupid. It shouldn't
are
even
be fighting,
happening.
Are they fighting, like, boxing?
Yeah, it's going to be a boxing match. It shouldn't be happening. It's actually, a lot of people are pissed at Fury about it, and I understand why. And the reason why is
he can,
because...
He can, like, tarnish what he's done so far.
Well, it's not even just that. It's like, he hasn't fought in about a year, and he's picking a guy that's not even a professional boxer when there are undefeated heavyweights right now. And the heavyweight,
why? Is it a, is
heavyweight
it a, is
division
it a,
is like
a,
stacked.
It's, a,
it's in a legit fight. It,
it's
like,
for the belt?
Man, I don't know. Like, see, that's something I would have to look into, but it is a legit fight that will be going on as reckoning, and it makes no fucking sense. If I'm understanding what they're doing properly, a lot of people are pissed. They're like, why is he not fighting a legit boxer right now? He's giving this guy kind of like what Mayweather did with McGregor. It's the yeah. same shit. You know what I mean? It's the same shit, and it's stupid. It's fucking pointless.
I thought it was entertaining, though.
Nah, but at the end of the day,
I don't like it.
The difference was Mayweather was coming out of retirement. You know what I mean? Like, Tyson Fury is a champion. He's still in the fucking sport. So if it is a legit fight, then it's going to be for his belt.
He retired. Huh?
He retired. He came back. He's done it numerous times. He had his fucking coke bender years ago where he retired and went on a fucking bender and put on like well over 100 pounds and ended up coming back into the sport and dominating. He was the one who originally handed Klitschko a loss when Klitschko brothers were on top of the heavyweight division
that was a long
for
time
years.
Playing.
Yeah, yeah. So that's how long Fury's been around for. But the problem is you got Usyk and everybody wants to see them two fight. And instead he's fighting Francis Ngannou. And it's like, what are you doing, dude? You know what I mean? You got a stacked division right here. You got people that you haven't fought that are elite fighters in the sport that are in your division and you're fighting on a cage fighter.
I guess probably he's just going for like a pay. It's got to be a payday kind of.
Well, either way, he's getting paid. He gets paid fucking bank. He gets millions a fight. When you're Tyson Fury's level, the amount of money you make each fight is just fucking absurd. You know, you got fighters that are making like fucking 30 mil a fight, 50 mil a fight. Mayweather that was making like 100 fucking
like,
mil.
I'm just
a
trying
fight.
To make that in one lifetime.
Lifetime, bro. Exactly,
I'll take
bro.
1/10 of that.
Dude, you were to give me 10 million tomorrow and I would never go broke.
Just give me one tomorrow.
Right, seriously, just one. That's what I'm asking for.
I'll turn it to 10. Please, I'll turn it to 10. Yeah.
Please, like, you know, but like the paydays are absolutely ridiculous. And that's the thing about MMA. Like, the best MMA fighters are making like not even a mil a fight a lot of the time. They're making like $500,000 a fight. So like a lot of these MMA fighters want to transition over and get the fights with the elite boxers, even if they know they're not going to win, because they're going to end up with a massive payday. So I see it as it's more a payday for Ngannou. Like, he knows going in there he's not going to win. Like, McGregor knew going in there he wasn't going to win. But it's a massive fucking payday. It's more than he's going to earn his whole UFC career combined. He's going to get off this one payday.
Yeah, and
Fury.
I mean, what if he by chance loses to Ngannou or something? Like, that's kind of will sweet will no, like lighten up the next.
The way I look at
fight,
it,
right?
I think we have like a chance a hit in the lottery. It's like the same statistics. I really don't see it being even like having a puncher's chance. And Deontay Wilder couldn't knock out Tyson Fury.
Yeah.
And Deontay Wilder might be the hottest puncher ever. Like, people say, like, hotter than Foreman, hotter than Tyson, Ernie Shavers. Like he's up there. Like, Deontay Wilder, his punching power is ridiculous. He knocked down every opponent he's ever faced, over 40 opponents.
Shouldn't have worn the mask.
And he knocked out almost 100% of them. He knocked Fury down, God only knows how many times.
I know, remember when he
fights.
Came out with the mask on, though? He was like, sweaty.
Yeah, and he tried.
Overheated.
Yeah. Tried blaming the loss on the costume.
Yeah, dude. It was like, 70 pounds.
It made my legs tired. My legs were shot.
He was talking like, what's his face from The Dark Knight Rises? It weighed like 70 pounds.
I'm trying to make all excuses for that loss and
dark.
Shit. He made himself look really bad, but he
made
is
it too dark. I fell.
A strong fucking dude, but Fury,
yeah, that made him look stupid.
Fury's an elite boxer because that dude could move like fucking like Ali almost when it comes to being very fluent and light on his feet for a big dude, and he's huge.
Which
he's
is hilarious.
He's good at talking shit. Though.
Yeah.
Tyson Fury's what, 6'9"?
That's a big boy.
And Ali was like 6'2" or 6'3".
And he was huge back then.
George Foreman was the biggest boxer of that era. Big George Foreman, 6'4". So you have Wilder, 6'7", Joshua, 6'7", Fury, 6'9".
Yeah.
You got a whole different, like, you know, beast of, like, the size of fucking men that are competing now. So, like, Fury, I think he could compete in any era. He's that great. But people want to see him fight the fucking best. That's why they're mad that he's fighting Ngannou instead of Usyk, or even though I'm not a big fan of him, Joshua. Or,
maybe
you know,
he should just not fight then, because I don't think. I mean, he did. When was the last fight that he did against
Wilder?
Wilder.
It's about 2 years now.
2 or 3 years.
Yeah, about that.
So it's maybe he doesn't even want. Like, that must be hard to be off for 3 years to get back in the shape.
Well, no, he hasn't been off since that fight. He's fought other fights, but that was the last time he fought Wilder. He's fought other fights.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Tyson Fury's fought other fights. It just, he hasn't, like the last Wilder fight, I think, was like 2 years ago is what it was. That's why people are like upset with him, because right now Tyson Fury's 33 wins, no losses, one draw and 24 knockouts. And his last fight was against Derek Chisora.
24 knockouts.
And in 2022, it was December 2022. He fought twice in 2022. He also fought Dylan White. He knocked both fighters out. Deontay Wilder, he fought in 2021 and
that's
2020.
That's crazy, dude. He's just a straight knocking motherfucker. 20.
Yeah, he's on a
got 25 people out.
Yeah, Tyson Fury's on a 4 knockout streak right now. Like, he's just starching people.
I'm on a streak.
Two of those were Deontay Wilder.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? And Deontay Wilder had over 40 wins,
what
no losses, and knocked out.
He was
everybody.
Everybody he fought, he knocked out leading up to Tyson Fury.
In the Barstool interview, I was telling you about the Sunday conversations with Caleb. He's like, Ngannou's got too much muscle on him, man. He's like, you got to be able to be fluid like me. He's got a body. It's too perfect. I'm going to see an imperfection or something. He was like, fucking, dude, he's good at talking shit.
Yo, he is so good at talking shit. Remember like the Tyson Fury, like fucking memes, like Tyson Fury, what he ate for breakfast and what like Anthony Joshua and how they like prepared for their days. Did you ever see those?
No.
Tyson Fury would be, all right.
Like, imagine how big your head would be if like you knocked out 25 people. Then on top of that, you are like a billionaire. Not a billionaire. I mean, he's got probably a 500 million, you think?
Oh, he's up there.
Yeah.
But it was funny, Anthony Joshua was like, my breakfast consists of yams, eggs, and dates, followed by a big bowl of porridge, a protein shake, a glass of orange juice, and Tyson Fury. It's like, I remember one night I had 14 pints of Foster's and sparred 3 top 10 heavyweights and battered them all. And he talks about like eating a lot of fucking box to make his jaw stronger and shit. Yeah, he's nuts, bro. He's nuts.
He has, like,
I think he's one
kids.
Of the funniest people. Yeah, he's got a ton of kids.
Yeah.
Fury,
all those gypsies do. All they do, they be fucking. Yeah. Fucking and fighting.
Like I said, I think Tyson Fury is the greatest fighting family ever. Like ever. In the history of fighting families that we know of. And the reason why is because of how deep his like family heritage runs. His first uncle on his mother's side was Botley Gorman. He's the greatest bare knuckle fighter ever. Was undefeated with like 200 wins, no losses.
That's what Snatch was about.
And so if you look up Botley Gorman, the dude was an absolute freak. Undefeated, bare-knuckle boxer. I think it was 190-something wins to be exact, no losses. Or I know it was like a 90 in there, but the dude was a beast. Good luck trying to find footage. Bartley. Yeah, there you go.
It's like an old-time
He died relatively young, too. I believe he was in his 50s.
It's just like a book that you go through the pages.
King of the Gypsies.
Yeah, his grandson is Nathan Gorman, who's a professional heavyweight right now. Then there's Yui Fury, Tommy Fury. His father was a professional boxer as well. It runs deep. So, like, that's Tyson.
Bartley Gorman KO 6 doormen.
that's Tyson Fury's first uncle. That's what I mean. They're
how long ago was he? Was that?
That was like the fucking like 60s and shit. He was around the era of the Craig
twins.
And like England.
Every
bro,
picture
and shit.
We had to bring up for Donnie's guys tonight were all in the black and white.
There are no rounds of referees. You fight until a man falls. King of the Travelers, Bartley Gorman.
Dude was an OG. But yeah, it's amazing that this is Tyson Fury's fucking bloodline. This is it. There's like 5 fucking Fury slash Gormans at a pro right now. To you.
The fighting, I mean.
That's him.
When I get men in front of me, they try to kill me. They try to wipe me off the face of the earth.
I wish there was like one video of
and
him
the men
fighting.
Behind them shouting, them, kill him, kill him.
That
kill
sucks.
Him.
Look at this picture.
I only seen and one back in the day and it was not good quality.
Yeah.
But yo, he fucked the dude up. Like, he fucked him up.
Oh shit, look, he still got it.
As an old man, you know. That's him as an old fucking man, bro.
Yeah, and he's old right there.
It's mine over.
Can you imagine Bear Fist getting hit by that shit?
Nah, I'm good.
And he was huge. He's a big motherfucker, too. Like, that's a scary family, bro.
If I was a rapper, my next song would be Botley Gorman.
That's, you're going to be a rapper?
I'd have, like, a little cut of him in the background. Fuck it.
But that's what I mean about how deep his family runs. His DNA has been in the sport for fucking years, bro. You go way back. His father was a professional fighter, John Fury.
That's crazy.
You have Yui Fury right now. You have Tyson Fury. You have Tommy Fury. You have Nathan Gorman.
You could just
they're
make
all
up
related,
Furies,
and they're all
know.
Competing right now.
Like Plymouth Fury. Plymouth Fury.
I wouldn't even know. Yeah. I wouldn't even know.
Like, normally when you think of sports families, you think of like one or two, you know? Like two,
I think of
like two or three, I mean. Two or three.
Yeah, Tiki Barber.
The Mannings, you know what I mean? Peyton, Eli, their father was the quarterback. Archie Manning, the quarterback of the Saints for years. Yeah, there is a soon-to-be one coming up right now.
Yeah, there is. There's another Arch.
Yeah, you got the Kelsey brothers. You have, who else? You have fucking Frank Gore's son now. You know what I mean? Frank Gore, it's crazy because he just retired. You know what I mean? Like fucking, but you see it all the time. You see like a lot of the times the second isn't as good as the first, though.
No, never.
But no, the only time it did happen where it was better.
Yeah, Terminator 2.
Mayweather.
Yeah. Yes.
Mayweather was better than his father, and his father was a really fucking good boxer, and his uncle Roger Mayweather was a beast too.
How about the Sanders?
The Sanders.
Yeah, Dion and his son.
Yeah.
Right? They got handed their first L against Oregon. Yo, that was a fucking bad blowout. But yo, that kid's going to be nasty in the future. His son's a beast. He's going to be really good.
I love how he just like puts on like the Rolex. I get it if you don't like that, but he put on like the Rolex on the side of the sidelines and shit. His dad's sunglasses sold like a million pairs on Blender.
Yo, Prime Dion was ridiculous.
Oh, he was nasty.
Ridiculous. Dude, he said they asked
prime
him,
time, baby.
They asked him what
arguably
was like,
the greatest corner ever, arguably.
They said that he said that baseball was harder than football for him, for sure. Yeah. But
that's what a lot of people say.
But he
say.
Played like in the same day he played like he has the only he's might be the only person who played like it's either in the Super Bowl or in the World Series and in the playoffs or something. Look that up. Can you look that up, Jess? Yeah. Deion Sanders did something in the same day, dude. It's crazy.
Yeah,
he played
both
sports in the
I know
same
Bo
day.
Jackson did like the same year, like fucking I forget if like it was like an insane amount of home runs and rushing yards and touchdowns and like the same fucking year. Bo Jackson was ridiculous too. There's a game where they play each other in baseball, and Sanders gets an inside the park home run, and Bo Jackson had like three out of the park home runs that game.
Shut up.
Yeah, dead serious. You could look it up. Fucking check out
October
the video 11, on
92. Sanders played in a Falcons game in Miami and then flew to Pittsburgh, hoping to play in the Braves League Championship Series game against the Pirates that evening and become the first athlete to play two professional leagues at the same day.
Oh, shit.
Damn. You're crackling, yeah.
Yeah, it's because I had to plug my computer in.
Yeah.
So it's either we stop or crackle.
Oh, like the popcorn.
Yeah.
Deion Sanders, Bo Jackson, though, the baseball game, like they both tore it up in that fucking game against each other.
I'm a big Yamaha Yaga hockey video game guy. Or Wayne Gretzky for N64. That was a banger. Wayne Gretzky hockey, never played it?
No.
Nah,
I wasn't
me neither.
I wasn't a hockey game
guy. Nah, me neither. If I was going to play a sports game, it was always Madden. Don't get me wrong, I played some Tiger Woods as I got older. That game's fire.
I like Tiger Woods. I like that on the PlayStation.
Yep, Tiger Woods, man. It's addicting to play.
1 year it wasn't Tiger Woods, though. It was like Rory.
Yeah, it was when Tiger was fucking all them whores. It was.
Speaking of fucking whores, you know Usher's going to be doing the
halftime show.
I don't know how I feel about that. You know,
I like Usher.
I liked Usher. I liked Usher in 2012, you know?
Yeah, but he's coming out with a new album in between, so we'll see. Because guess what, dude? You'll see later on, the new Diddy, obviously, Diddy's never like a... But the new Diddy album that came out, Love, dude, it's a banger. He's not like, he's like almost like a DJ Khaled
not,
on
does
it.
Does he not rap in it?
Oh, he does, definitely, a couple times. But somebody else writes for him, you know that.
Yeah,
and he goes,
well,
I don't write rhymes, I write checks.
Back in the day, his writer was trash too back in the day.
No,
man.
Dude, he had mad different ones. They were good in some of the shit. Come on, bro.
He had some of the weakest lyrics, bro.
It was the 90s. A lot of people had weak lyrics.
Nah.
Like, you ain't picking on Birdman.
Believe me, I'm not a big Birdman fan at all, but I could pick on Birdman.
Donnie's like,
I could. I'm not a fan of Lil Wayne either.
I'm either.
I know you're not either.
I actually think Birdman was a more talented rapper than fucking Lil Wayne.
I think they both suck.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Lil Wayne
they
was
both
writing,
suck.
I'm pretty sure Lil Wayne was writing Birdman's rhymes.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. Like,
because
Lil Wayne was writing
all sure.
those people's
and
rhymes.
And then Birdman was fucking him.
I thought they were writing white lines.
Kissing him on the lips.
Yeah.
Remember?
From father like son.
Remember
like, whoa,
Gilly
dude.
The Kid?
Yeah.
Gilly the Kid, fucking the
Gilly
Cannon.
The Kid does one of the biggest podcasts on the internet right now.
No shit.
Yeah, dude. But it's up in... No, they just got signed by Boston.
Remember his diss track to Lil Wayne is what I'm saying.
Yeah. He said
he did it on the Cannon Beach.
But it's million dollars worth of game.
I never even knew he had a podcast. Hey, you learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Oh.
Some guys make it. Joe Budden, now he's a big podcaster.
Yeah.
Cameron.
Dude.
Mace.
Have you watched that at all?
Yes.
Dude, it's actually pretty good. And it's funny. Do you know who they have as a correspondent for football? O.J. Simpson.
Who?
Oh, my God.
That show. It is what it is. He's like,
really?
Yo, and Cameron's like, yo, shut up, blah, blah, blah. Like, fucking, like, going at O.J. And Jay's like,
you sure you want to be doing that, you know?
Dude, I guess maybe they're all killers. I mean, Killer Cam, Murder Mace, O.J. Simpson on the same show.
Yeah, that's funny.
The girl who does, like, the, The girl in the middle, dude, it's actually like a good sports show. They both played on like an All-American high school team, and Cameron like went and Cameron played basketball like semi.
A lot of artists. I know
Master P played in the NBA for the Raptors.
Nelly was a fucking nasty fucking athlete.
Really?
Nelly? Oh yeah, bro. Fucking.
That's why
really,
he did the Band-Aid.
Really good fucking athlete. He was a nasty baseball player.
Really?
Yeah, Nelly was a beast.
When the guns blaze, rain all day. No.
I was a fan of Nelly back in the day.
That album, Southern Hospitality.
I can't even lie.
What's the name of it? Southern? No.
Southern Hospitality? That's not the one?
No, I feel like.
No, that's not.
I feel like that's a ludicrous.
Yeah, that is a ludicrous one, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's not Nelly. What's the Nelly album called?
Country Grammar?
Yeah. Country Grammar. Dude, that album's a banger.
No, fire, bro.
That is a banger. When you get old, I mean, you got to even admit that a couple of Ja Rule, he had bangers.
Oh, dude, if you go look, he had a million bangers with like a bunch of people. It's like, dude, how did this guy get with every girl singer of the era? Crazy.
Because, what's his face? Irv Gotti.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
He was a two-sport athlete, Nelly, baseball and football. Nelly won the Amateur Baseball Association MVP in the league's All-Star game and was on the radar of a couple MLB teams when he decided to pursue rapping instead.
I mean, at that time, he probably hit a banger with Country Grammar.
Right, bro.
He's like
why
paid
not,
off
why
that.
Not abuse
he's like
your
one of those guys that like made a lot of money off his like out like he dude. And then he did like the country songs and shit. That guy killed it.
Yeah.
He did Sweat and Suit.
Dude, Suit was banging, bro. Suit was banging. I don't
the
care
other
what
one,
anybody
what was the second
says.
One? Ah, am number one. And he had like fucking that was one it. Of like somebody was playing the guitar on it. The guy from Aerosmith. It was like a banger.
On Suit, he had the song with Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
Dude, that was a fucking
keep
good
going
song,
and going
bro.
Again.
Is oh, that man.
It's all in my head.
Over and over again. Over and over again was the name of the song.
He had the song
but that
with
wasn't
Kelly
even
Rowland.
The best song off that album either. That wasn't the best one off of that. What the fuck was the name of it? I was good, man. Nelly, I was a Nelly fan back
I mean,
in the day.
Diddy did have No Way Out. And All in the Family.
Oh, man.
I mean, can't hate on Diddy.
Let me see.
All my artists always get
All
in
the Family.
Tony Yayo.
Yeah, dude, I can't stand
I always
Tony.
like the second guy. I'm like, I'm a big Memphis Bleak guy.
Yeah.
Fucking dude. Suit, My Place. Remember that shit?
My Place, yeah.
Yeah.
I also think that might be a Flo Rida song.
Dilemma.
Really?
Die For You was a good one. Yeah, there was a lot of good songs on that fucking
Sweat
CD.
And Suit, the double.
I can't. No, I don't care.
It wasn't
bought,
a double album. You had to buy
them
separately. That's all I
yeah,
got.
You had to, you had to buy them separately. Yeah, you had to buy them separately. I like the Suit one more, but I bought them both.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, you can't be going in there and buying a fucking album.
Back in the day, I remember walking into Newbery Comics with my father. You know what I mean? Fucking lawnmower money. Dropping it on some fucking rap
lawnmower
CDs.
Money.
In a sweatsuit.
Yes, absolutely. The Velour suits were a fucking must back then.
I never had a Velour suit. I think we talked about this.
I probably had too many. But know what?
Never owned a Velour
suit. And I think
thank
me
God.
And Chuck agreed the Velour suits were going to make a comeback, Chuck. Are you bringing it back
I
with
think
me?
I actually almost ordered a...
You ordered one. You almost did. You ordered one. Stop lying to me right now.
I swear to God. It's actually, speaking of like Snatch and stuff, it actually is like, it's from The Gentleman. Oh, I need it. Oh, here it is. Men's Activewear.
Here it is, men's activewear. Stop
this piece,
it,
dude, with the little fucking.
No.
I need that piece.
Wait, let me see it again.
Donnie, I know you like that.
Hold on, let me see it again. Donnie's got the one to the right on.
You got the fucking.
Oh shit!
Donnie got the one on right now.
Got the poor shoes on.
Yeah. Chuck, what site is that?
Yeah. It's Amazon, motherfucker. No, but like, have you ever seen The Gentleman? I've talked about on here, but it's a Guy Ritchie movie, and Colin Farrell is like he's a boxing coach. Colin Farrell's a boxing coach, and that's what he wears.
No
he
shit.
Rocks those fucking the flannel jams. That thing's fucking nice. You put a little gold chain, a little chest hanging on.
No, don't do that ever.
I fucks with that one.
Yeah,
I like
me and
it.
Jimmy jumps. I'm getting
no, not Jimmy.
And again, I do have a weird sense of style. I'm a little bit eccentric with the clothing, I guess. Fucking coats and shit. I'd rock one of those fucking jumpsuits all day. Not for everybody. I'd fucking wear it. I think that shit's fire. But yes, Chuck, we got to bring the velours back.
I'll bring the velour back. I'll bring it right back. Back in the time.
I'm gonna come over. We're gonna come over here in velour suits next. Next
podcast. No, we're not.
I'm gonna show up in the velour.
I'm not. I've gone 34 years without wearing a velour suit. I'm staying that way.
We'll get you the velour suit. We gotta do the podcast picture.
I don't want it.
We gotta do the podcast picture and the velours. You know? Oh yeah.
No, no, I'm not doing the velour anything.
Jesse.
The velour. I don't velour.
Jesse could rock velour.
I could rock anything, but I'm not rocking velour.
Old Italian guys call it velour.
He says it right now. You know what I mean? We'll get Jesse in a velour one day.
Jesse will be in a velour. I'll be sliding all around that couch.
I am not gonna wear a fucking velour.
Why wouldn't you wear a velour?
Because I'm not into it.
Not if it's like a get like.
Come on. Out there fucking like nice... making pizzas on the fucking pizza grill in the velour. No,
that shit's flammable. You can't be wearing the velour out the fucking barbecue sauce all over Gadish.
Oh, man.
You gotta have
you take the top of the velour off and you get the wife beater. You know, you wear the fucking velour pants.
No, definitely. That's definitely no.
And you can only cook sausage when it's like a big, 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 big ring, not when it's like
it's
all
a big
broken
ring.
Up.
Yeah. All right. So we all agree. Jesse's gonna fucking.
All right, I'll wear the fucking. I'll wear it.
Yes.
Oh, you should be wearing the velour suits while you guys are smoking shit on Saturday.
No.
They actually didn't even have velour suits for men, just for women. Oh, here we go.
Oh, man, had the fucking.
Dude,
this
thing's fucking fresh. No, that's whack.
Good old velours. So what do we got going on? Anything else, guys?
I got nothing.
Yeah, the.
Oh, maybe I do.
Oh, major knockout in boxing. If you guys want to check it out at some point, Joe Joyce got knocked the fuck out by Zhang. Chinese heavyweight, 6'6". Dude's a beast. Knocked Joe Joyce the fuck out in the third round of their rematch.
Stop it. I don't want to look at the velour anymore. I'm done.
Oh, my God. I got dizzy looking at that one, Chuck.
Oh, dude, that one's money. Well, it looked like the final bosses at the end of a video game.
Oh, my God. I'm tripping over here.
Jesse, we did have something else to talk about. The old "no one will save you."
It sucked.
Really?
I liked it till the ending. That ending was ass.
I liked it.
Couldn't get into it.
I liked it. It was like either number one. I think they felt bad for her.
She was like one of them. She was an alien. She was alienated from everything. She was one of them.
Yeah. But I thought like the special effects, I thought it was cool. They had no words in the whole thing. So her acting was good.
Yeah, I liked the entire thing except for the ending. I was just like, what the fuck?
I kind of like that freaky.
It was like Twilight Zone is what it reminded me. They pulled that right out of Twilight Zone.
The special effects for like a Hulu movie were like really dope. She was a good actress.
The special effects were really good. The aliens were good. Like,
the aliens were, dude, I really didn't think they were going to come out and show the aliens like right away. I thought it was going to be like just like.
So I did like that it was like instantly they showed the aliens. Yeah.
And then the big, like, tarantula.
The big alien.
Like, yeah, the big tarantula one. Yeah, all that shit was dope.
Yeah.
I thought she was a good actress. I liked it.
Yeah, it was good. She was good.
But it was kind of whack. I felt like it was kind of whack, like, as, I don't know, it was just that she, like...
Killed him?
The whole story, yeah. It was, they didn't go, like, too in-depth with it a little bit to, like, make you believe it.
I mean, I don't know. It was, so, I don't want to say, so, like... So that wasn't her friend at the end, right? That they saw? Was that there's like a fragment of her imagination?
Yeah.
They were just trying to trick her?
Yeah, but no, they showed her like what she did, like what she did.
Yeah,
when
I know,
she was
I know,
younger.
But then like they showed her friend older.
No, I think that was just like.
Like, it was, to... there was some spots that were just a little strange. It was good. Like I said, I liked the whole movie till the ending. That ending.
But
I
do like that old school, like, Twilight Zone kind of twist.
I mean, I
like her looking at the camera at the end. I thought that was kind of cool.
I mean, it was, I don't know.
It was kind of Shining esque. When he's, like, in the picture at the end.
I don't know. It reminded me of The Twilight Zone. I feel like they took that right from the...
Also, I didn't know if you know, but Gen V comes out Friday, which is, like, the boys' spinoff of, like...
I heard that. It's coming out.
Yeah, so that comes out Friday. Kitchen Nightmares.
Oh, I watched it.
I thought it was a little weak. It wasn't that big of a problem over there.
They're not going to... It wasn't.
I mean, it was, but, like... You know what I mean?
That basement?
No, but some... Yes, it's always the basement, dude.
He goes, it looks like... He goes, it looks like Saw down
here.
Also,
there must
be
something in the contract where, like, when you know he's coming, you can't clean. You got to leave it the way it is because...
I think he...
Like, if you knew he was coming, you wouldn't be down there.
I think he legitimately springs it on him out of nowhere.
I know, but once you sign up, you must know, like, there's cameras and shit, bro.
Yeah,
I know. You wouldn't have anybody be like, yo, go downstairs.
Yeah, they're probably like, yeah, we're going to video for you for a few days and don't tell you when he's coming. He probably just shows.
Yeah, maybe.
I would imagine. That's what it seems like.
Big boy.
Yeah.
He always gets me though. I'm a little, the guy. How was that guy running the restaurant? He couldn't even speak in English.
You don't need to.
But he didn't even look like he kind of knew what was going on.
He couldn't
himself.
Even speak any English. He's old. He's got the Alzheimer's.
They had the Coco Vaughn on the fucking menu.
Yeah, he goes, I don't even know what that. He goes, how do you say it?
That's like an old school, like 80s fucking
French.
That's
dish.
What Al Pacino's cooking in Donnie Brasco. Coco Vaughn.
I've never had it.
No, I've never had it either.
I'll make it.
All right.
Gonna,
so lawsuits.
Coco Von and deodorant.
Yeah. We got a big night going next time.
Velour suits and deodorant.
We'll live stream the next episode. We'll eat the velour suit.
Master Chef Grant. I kind of liked it.
I knew he was going to win.
I kind of liked it at the end.
I didn't in the beginning. I didn't like him. But then he grew
on. Yeah, but his kid was there. He's like,
ah. I liked the dude Wayne. I that was my favorite on there.
Yeah, that was my pick.
Yeah,
when he went out, I was like, fuck.
I knew he was done. That episode, I knew he was done.
All the Gordon Ramsay shows always hit. Hell's Kitchen starts Thursday.
Yeah. He is just all over the place. Him and Fox must have an insane contract.
Crazy. Yeah. I'm in for them all. I watch them all.
Yeah.
And then the triple threat with Bobby Flay is a banger.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Banger. Watch every week.
Me too.
The cooks are so good on that, dude.
Yeah, dude.
And I just want to see.
I like Valtaggio.
Valtaggio's wearing. He looks like if a kid in the 90s got rich.
If it was
me when I was like listening to Korn, I was like, oh, they're like, here's $10 million.
He's like, he's like Machine Gun Kelly mixed with like, I don't know.
He's talented though as fuck.
Yeah, he's nasty.
He's nasty.
He cooks crazy. The stuff he creates.
I feel like he drills butts.
Yeah.
He's like a cook who drills butts.
Yeah.
They're like, where is he? He's like, he smells like cigarettes. He's like, he's got a palate.
I've worked with a few of those.
No, he's got a palate. Come on. I think he's the best one out of the three, to be honest.
And then I just wanted to give a shout out to myself. Salesman of the month last month.
Hey, good
for you. Congratulations.
They announced it down in Newport. The wind was flying through my hair.
It was flying through your hair?
Yeah. Then last week we had our 90th anniversary at work. We like went there, dude. There was like 600 people. All like food trucks and like games and like, we played like giant Jenga for like 2 hours. Like they would take a picture like, 90th anniversary. Yeah. I was like, all right, who's doing the potato sack race? Fucking
game. I'm cooking the food for Harris on Sunday.
I heard.
Oh yeah. Big Sunday.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to ask.
First gig.
Down.
First gig.
Better not fuck it up, Utah.
No, I'm not going to fuck it up. That's what I do. Pork butts and briskets. How are you?
Pork was that guy's name who just left the house. Hey.
Porky Pig, huh?
Porky Pig. Let's get into some music.
Yeah, let's do it because my battery's dying. I'm staticky. This night has just been ruined.
Oh, I don't know if
I'm just not. I turned the screen off on the fucking computer to try to make it better. All right, let's listen to some Nas. I love this feeling.
Like four albums, like in the past 2 years, or LPs or whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, see him going where I've been, know how you feel. I'm gonna love you all through the morning. I'm gonna love you all. I see you going where I've been, I know how you feel. Was at the same place you were now in. You shouting, announcing, you wanna win with similar minded men with great business acumen. We can make an acquisition till the topic turn from tight pockets to high profits. To life assurance, at what age do we all cop it? Fuck who the hottest, who really stand up, who really messing with they dead man girl. That says everything about that man world. Energy transfer, immortality. You against morality, don't come around me. Homicidal vinyl section where they always found me. By the motion picture soundtrack with Richard Roundtree on the album sleeve. That's my era shit. Musical excellence, hot like on a detective list.
He got an album that just came out.
Keeping you from the shift. You a simp, a trick,
or in love with your own dick.
Distractions, they come in all ways. I just keep it calm, watching it all play out like it's supposed to. Old dudes playing chess in the park. Old dudes playing chess in prison. Staying on good behavior for extra visits. If they was to switch places, could you tell a difference? It's perspective, isn't it? A team that's militant. A down-ass woman by your side that get it in.
The realest.
I love this feeling. If you don't have a team that's militant, you better be brilliant. I love this feeling. If you don't have no team that's militant, be mentally equipped. I love this feeling.
Yeah, he knows.
Watch everybody. That's why I love my team. I love this feeling. Keep calm, but watch everything. It's your monthly subscription to the Slums Edition. The new it was written. Get your hard copies of Blockology coming from the one who lived in a bowl for goldfish. I never sold my soul. Just evolved shock rap. That what you never been told shit. Cold part, nomadic all through that episode of
Ozark.
I think that's harder than if I had co-star. A ghetto symphony, I'm Chief Keith Cozart. Mixed with Mozart. It's ill when you get bags for your own art. $1 million sink for Al Jarreau or rap. But they ain't understand it when it drop. Yo, how cold is that? They asking if I'm ever gonna be over rap. But I left a few times, just never told you that. Amassing digital assets, no fiscal year kickbacks, yeah, we cashin'. Physical money, think different, we outlast them.
We outclass them, they made it easy to pass them. I love this feeling. I just keep it calm, watching it all play out like it's supposed to. Old dudes playing chess in the park. Old dudes playing chess in prison. Stay on good behavior for extra visits. If they was to switch places, could you tell a difference? It's perspective, isn't it? A team that's militant. A down-ass woman by your side that get it in. The realest, I love this feeling.
I love this feeling.
Every day we do whatever we want. Can't front. Yo, I love this feeling.
I love this feeling.
Getting dressed, getting fly just to go to the studio. Ayo,
I love this feeling.
Ayo, tomorrow I'm juicing. Juicing for the rest of the week. Just cause I love this feeling.
Love this
and
feeling.
Big bro got his ankle brace and took off today, yo. We're getting on a private jet. I love this feeling.
I don't know that feeling. Actually, yes, I do. Big Red.
Austin.
I never seen him with the bracelet on. All right, let's get into the old school banger real quick. Just a little bit. Just we should hear a little bit of it.
This was a banger.
I performed this when I was a kid at like my school dance with my friend.
You killed it?
I do like water in the crowd and shit. I was like...
This album is a banger.
Oh, it is a banger. Absolutely.
The video was good too. He had all like the Camaros lined up. I was in like the 8th grade, like, smoking dudes.
Like, no, I was not. Accumulated enough scratch just to navigate it. Wood decorated on chrome and it's candy painted. Fans painted while I'm entertaining. Wild ain't it? How me and money handle hanging. So feel me when I bring it. Singing loud. I'm from the loot and I'm proud. Run a mile for the cause. I'm righteous above the law. Play my styles raw. I'm going to Mac like Ty Shaw. Forget the fame and the glamour. Give me these with a rubber hammer. My
he was nasty, yo. I don't care.
All right, I've had enough Nelly. I've heard the song too many times, but yeah, this is
a banger though.
This album is the entire.
That was back
album.
Like he's still like probably rich off that shit too. Like maybe not.
No, that's why he just had the new one come out.
I mean, he's back with Ashanti.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, good for her.
I remember when fucking Air Force Ones came out, bro.
Oh, Murphy Lee, kid?
Oh, yeah, bro.
That was banger. The St. Lunatics. St. Lunatics album was actually a banger, too. And my buddy had a Cougar one. With EVs in the
a
back
Cougar.
Of it. He used to blast that shit. It was a banger. When that album came out, was it?
Cougar.
Yo. Yeah.
But 2000, I was in like the 8th grade, dude. We like going to hockey practice, listen to that.
Hell yeah. All right, let's listen to Stu Bang is self-titled and somebody else on this, Y'all Clowns. I haven't heard this yet. Know what it is. I like it already. Like it.
I love it. Psycho bleezy. Self-motherfucking teasy.
Stu Bang is.
You are?
Another one. Death Wish Part 2, motherfuckers.
Part 2, bitch.
Shit is real.
Shit is hard body karate. We off the hands here for shizzle. You fizznail.
I walk in the spot, not talking a lot. Let's cut the small talk and start coughing the guap. Step to the boat and off with the lock. Whack you over the head, then I'm tossing the clock. In the back of the trunk, I'm packing the pump. Sword off shoddy, case the punk wanna jump. Yapping at a fast pace, you left me with a bad taste. Don't even show your face around here, get that ass chased. Clown motherfuckers, all get the gas face. The mob already told you ain't no such thing as halfway. Queens get the cheddar.
Self-titled, better save the song.
Cause yesterday's grams, today don't even measure. Keep my workers under pressure with their eyes on the prize.
Oh, they bring violence,
back eyes with their eyes on the prize.
Sounds like they're good.
The pepperoni for your tenderoni. Cycle less, do bangers, the master of the ceremony.
You know how we come in.
This poppin' with the funky drums drumming.
It's nobody left breathing, no stone untied.
Stu Bang is a Rhode Island guy.
Your
bitch made a steak with balsam. I wipe my balls on it and rub the face all on it.
Rub it in.
Then put the condom on the tip of my dick like a small bonnet and slide the rest down your fucking throat till y'all vomit.
Fuck.
There's no I in team, but when I'm first to align the beam, my squad knows self about to fry your beans. So what you trying to be? Said you done let that thing off at the ops. Why you lying to me? It wasn't no shooting involved. You was buying shoes at the mall. Doofus ass goofball with an ice cream cone playing foosball. Cross dress rappers. I ain't gonna make tracks to diss them, cause to me they equal opportunity purse stats victims. Like my man Punch said, I got it for 35 a grizzle, 32 if you my nizzle. Got the fish and chips for shizzle. Stu Banger self-titled Psycho Lex. Y'all know the questionnaire. Throw you down a set of stairs to dance off like Fred Astaire.
How we come in this poppin' world rules with the funky drum drumming.
Nobody left breathing, no stone unturned.
In your backyard, where's the guard? Y'all better recognize.
No, how we come in this poppin' world
rules. He did not look like what I thought he was gonna.
He had like, he looks like The Rock.
All right, I can't believe that's what Stu Bangers looks like.
Stu Banger.
$600 a beat. That's what you just said. I just read it. Any beat you want. $600.
I'll go halfies.
You want it? Want to go halves on one?
Just fun as a theme.
All right, let's get into some Diddy. And Nova Wave, what's love? Say,
Off the grid.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we off the grid. No phones allowed. Yeah. Fuck with me. But yo, let me tell you my love story. Check this out.
Fighting demons, yo. Got your reasons, oh. Put that weight on me, babe. Show me why you had your secrets.
Come on.
We should repent, hey. Jump off the deep end, yeah. If I ever give you my blessing, baby, better keep it. Cause I'm a mean one. And I mean when I say that I'm done, but I fight for you, boy. Cause what's love if you can't drown in it? And what's love if it ain't got in it? Tell me what's love if you don't spend time with it. Yeah, they can try, but they can't fuck with it. Not really, not really. They ain't fucking with us, not really.
Where's Diddy?
It's like more of like, he's like a DJ Khaled, dude.
He's not even on it?
No, he's not on a lot of them.
I want to hear him rap.
He raps on like a couple of jams.
What's he rap on? I'm going to look one up.
I don't even know. I don't know. I listen to the whole thing. It's like,
be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
I like to live dangerously.
Is this love?
Another one?
He might have the rap.
Love will embrace you, a love will erase you.
All right.
Love will replace you. What's love if we don't talk no more? Yeah. What's love if when you take that love away, it don't start no war?
Let's go.
What's love if I can't ride with you to die with you? What's love if I can't crawl with you to fly
with you? I'm not mad
you?
At it.
Ain't no sunshine when it go black. Yeah. What's love if you ain't gotta pray for your soul back?
What's love if it can't drown in it?
Quick 16.
The whole album's like really like every song. It's like mostly like an R&B single with him, but it's like it's really good. There's a Bieber song on. It's a banger.
I like Bieber.
I'm a Biebs guy.
I'm a believer.
I don't
mind me some Justin Bieber, bro.
Dude, ever since the album sing. Like 4 years ago, it was all dude. That was a banger.
Yeah, the kid could sing. All right, I'm not gonna. Fuck
I don't mind the Biebs
out here. And, yeah,
I almost threw the Biebs song on there. I don't want to throw anyone.
Not a huge fan, but he's got a couple bangers. My daughter was fucking obsessed with the song with him and Ariana Grande for fucking a while. That was her go-to.
All right, so I don't know what this is. I just seen it. New York Pimpin', Snoop Dogg, Cool G Rap, Juvenile. I haven't even listened to it. There was no really music that came out this week. Other than Diddy, apparently.
What you talking about, dog? What you mean, little homie? Play the post when you fall. All these niggas up on me.
The producer must be trippy.
And how you keep it so fresh. And how you keep it look like a beacon. Wish I was like that fresh. Hard times, flat lines. Stay in my lane, you see. Boxed in, but I boxed out. Niggas don't want to box with me. Don't bend the codes, don't break the rules. Just stay true to this shit.
Yo, yo,
stay
yo.
Home and open with the top open. And the crew nuts from the city.
Hustle in life. Keep a loyal click beat. Keep a loyal bitch. If now that you slip, pop being some royal shit. You fucking with wolves, you feed them from a long spoon. The wrong tune to have niggas copping they long soon. A whack bitch will set you up over jealous reason. They all change with the season, still a developed treason.
I like cool you rap, he's nasty.
Like I can tell that you're cheating. From nothing but a seller to greeting. Tell a fly pelican, she pelican briefing. Bitch know all about you, now she tell it to heathens. Have niggas loading shotgun, pellets and squeezing. They be knowing your house plans, cause I'm now friend. The 40 grand up inside of the Maxwell house can. The key is loyalty, never fuck with that spoil me. The half sleep put you right on top of that boil heat. She put the Lucci first, Gucci skirt, Gucci purse. Bitch got Marilyn Monroe shades with the Lucy furs. Cake and she let him fuck until a Gucci hurt. Shorty straight hood was raised in the loony turf. I let her down, fall back down to the Duke she worth. For real. Always committed, every day I was with it. Well recognized for the ways that I did it. Independence player, that's how you get it. The fuck was added, but they ain't gonna admit it. Always committed, every day I was with it. Well recognized for the ways that I did it. Independence player, that's how you get it.
I feel like that might have been a strung along song.
Either way, I'm into it. I've never heard that Kool G Rap verse, and I've listened to a lot of Kool G Rap.
Did you see Paul Wall's new hair?
It's not new, though. That's just people that just haven't stopped listening to Paul Wall. He's looked like that for like the last 10 years.
No, his hair?
Yeah. He's looked like that for years. He's looked like that for years.
Really?
Yeah. People just don't listen to Paul Wall
anymore.
Have you
heard the Mexican dude from down
Paul
Texas?
Wall
in
ages. Yeah, you show him. I'm not the Mexican OT.
Is it Mexican OT?
Yeah, that's his name. Paul Wall's nasty now. He was nasty then. What am I talking about?
I wasn't a fan back then.
He's totally different now. It's not even the same. It's like New York style hip hop and shit. I mean, he still does the Southern shit too. But.
Yeah, because he's on like Northeast beats and shit.
Yeah, he does shit with like Static Selecta now. All right, so the cell of Fate, Earl Sweatshirt and The Alchemist.
I didn't even listen to it yet.
I haven't listened.
Cellophane, they're like sprogs and cogs.
You gave me no release, the hope of peace, we postal now. Over East, corroded sheet metal, my toe just found. He let it go, Brody left the heat on the coldest ground. To wrap around the wound and wound. I poured the bruised blood into the sound. Stole the crown, grew out a poster child. Served a few once I stirred a stew on the stove around.
If you hit the county, you better hold it down. Grab the bounty, left him on down, he screaming on the ground. Cup running over, son of Ramona, her poster child. The coast is clear, they wanna act La Costa Nostra now. When we was there, they toned it down, how I'm supposed to smile. When cheese attract the rats, police attaching facts. They ain't PC, they just trustees, I had to laugh at that. We never told, just B-boy pose, paroling back to back. Soon as I clap, they scat. I've been with all that jazz. I throw the pill like Uncle Phil, revolver, hold McNabs. Just trying to hold me back.
Holy Phil, when I go to him, talk, hey bro, you know I'm not involved. We eagles on attack, big dog. Talons full of snacks, I couldn't kiss away my last. Gave all I had, I gave a mistletoe attack. I know it's click or crash, my bro go rinse his filthy hands. Show him what you got and I can't promise he won't pill for that. Slow your roll, I promise you not built for that. Little man, eating on fast, shady business in the black. Please observe the gone and dead, tell them save a spot for them. The kid lost his collar thin, definitely scraped up all the chips and left a trail of frowning face and shaking powder wigs. Tell them blame it on my wrist, as steady as the scalpers. Tell them I'ma face a thousand spliffs, a test of faith, I passed the quiz. Flying colors, then rub the vase, I had a wish. Magic man, find the funds to allocate, and I'll appear. Take the number, death parade around his grim, but he ain't take me under. Trauma from the thickest, niggas made it out of jams. In the mix, they had attention. We global, gallivanting, gloating. back to back with Krosky. Fuck them and they parents in a parasite they hosting.
You know me. Glock 32, I shoot like both the Kobe's. Pop it when I'm lonely. At the Sam's, throwing 20s on her back like she Ginobili. You fucking on the homies. Okay.
Actually, which is the message you want to give to transmit to?
I don't like them slow songs. I feel like I gotta take notes
and decipher those motherfuckers.
Yeah, my favorite thing Earl Sweatshirt ever did was the Joe Budden thing. Still, when he looked like Joe Budden.
Yeah, the Loiter Squad shit,
dude. When he put the
painted
beard. Oh my god, one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I love him and Vince Staples, but sometimes it's like Aesop Rocky. Like, yeah, dude, definitely. And you're like,
yeah, you're like, I don't know what the fuck he just said. Yeah, the guy had a thesaurus.
Well, guys, thanks for listening to another episode of CDJ. I'm Chuck.
I'm Don.
I was just trying to make some money. I'm Jesse. And this is Millie's.
This is Earl Sweatshirt again with.
No, I'm passion. I am not doing another.
I talk like I talk it because it's my life. Not just the highlights. Yeah. I had to open up my heart to it. Dark phase, but making dark music. Rap a side on my dark fluid. But I've been a great white and all the sharks knew it. Swimming with piranhas, we smell blood in the water. I was trapping out of line, just trying to cover the order. Toronto sold out, but gang got dubbed at the border. Pour my pain into this music, gave him nothing but torture. I called feelings for a bitch that left me empty and stranded. Had the nerve to ask my other hoes to give me a bandage. This ain't the first time it happened, people left me abandoned. My heart can't fit nobody else, it just don't got enough bandwidth. Steak dinners with the ones that wouldn't give me a sandwich. Defense like Tony Allen, a lot of weapons get brandished. My manager fighting gun charges, we trying to manage. What's the difference between these songs and putting pain on the canvas? They be judging my art, it's like judging my soul. Soon as they see you get some bread, they try to crumble your goals. Bro in a box, DDU 36 months in a row. Two showers, one call a month, you can't imagine the toll that it would take on your mental. We switch the plates on the rental. So many street politics, the Rolex presidential. The biggest out my whole state, the flow is so influential. They be counting on my wins, but they don't know what I went through. Yeah, on dead dogs, they want me dead because I'm dedicated. Outcast, it's my inception, I was medicated. It's too much hatred in your system, you can never make it. They don't like me, but in person, no, they better fake it. Pour this drink and clear my mind out like I meditated. They thought I reached my highest height and then I levitated. Completed missions when the task was delegated. Gave my brothers natural life, they said that body was premeditated. Sympathy for the victim, but disagree with the system. It was young without no money and them court appointments tricked them. Jail calls hold me over, but I promise I miss them. Demons living rent free in my mind, trying to evict them. I've been cruising, disillusioned by my future. Black truck with a stash box, this isn't an Uber. He got that shiesty on in pictures, but he isn't a shooter. She said she missed me when I'm litty, that's how bitches maneuver. 3,000 for the lay flat, to Cali on my way back. Hell gang like a Mozzie, dropping ashes in the Maybach. 3,000 on the lay flat, to Cali on the way back. Hell gang like a Mozzie, dropping ashes in the Maybach.
Oh, he said it twice.
The ones I idolize is looking different to me.
No, it's
Carlitos
true.
Carlitos way feel like my life, I'm trying to switch the movies.
Mozzie!
Life every night could hit a different group. Mind of a maniac, I feel like Lil Boots. That mama wanna bustin' like an ecstasy pill. She on that Tusi in the function, tryna better the thrill. 14-year-old shooter, I told him never to drill. He might not learn till he can't get in a pill. You know the system is real. Yeah, the hatred shows when you chase your goals. A bitch will switch up on you quicker than she paint her toes. All due respect, ain't going in if we can't take the pole. You gotta let us easy pass like we paid the toll. Whoa, I'm on the freeway gassin'. Cool with all the killers, comfortable with assassins.
Yeah, he's good.
And every
nasty
night I just keep killing his fashion. It's hard to keep it bottled up, I just keep spilling his passion. So.
Yeah, that was smooth as fuck.
He's from Boston.
Yeah.
Yep. He's signed to Jadakiss. He's good. The only thing. I'll say though. He's awesome.
Love him. Yeah.
One of my favorites, actually.